It's All Things Considered on 90.3. I'm Tony Ganser, and I'd like to introduce you to a pioneering Boy Scout troop in Northeast Ohio, Troop 2690.
Give me a couple stones. I tell you what we're going to do. Give me a couple stones.
In a patch of woods in Richmond Heights, about a dozen boys and troop leaders are getting ready to build a cooking fire, trying to use stones not covered in ants.
You know, welcome to family.
And trying to remember what it takes to build a fire and then light the fire.
Then just go and put that under the paper.
This is the first time Troop 2690 has come together for a kind of crash course in scouting since forming this month. What makes the troop pioneering, in a sense, is that it's the first troop chartered to Northeast Ohio mosques, or masajid. Isa Abdul-Mateen is the scoutmaster.
When I was a kid, I wasn't Muslim then. I think everybody has the preconceived notion that the Boy Scouts are Christian-based. So you kind of like feel like, you know, if I do become a Boy Scout, then maybe I can't be myself. Then I found out that, yes, we can be ourselves, and that was like attractive. So here we are. Yeah, Muslim Boy Scouts.
Let's go, fire.
Yeah, when you put them on, guys.
Scout troops can be sponsored or chartered by all kinds of organizations, including nonprofits, churches, synagogues, or mosques. Three Cleveland area mosques have contributed boys to this troop, including the Muslim Association of Cleveland East, or MACE. Mohammed Samad heads the board of trustees at MACE. He helped organize this troop, which has mostly African American members.
There were some members of the community that never even thought about the Boy Scouts because it was always looked upon as not only a Christian, but to be quite frank, a lily white organization that wasn't open to a diverse group of people. Okay, especially for the Muslim community.
When you have a knife, you hear it called different things. The blood circle or the death circle or something like that. No one should be nearer you.
Part of this first outing included learning about knife safety from a professional scouter with the Lake Erie Council and carving sticks to cook bread twists on the fire.
Easily, then you know it's cooked inside because the dough's not sticking to it.
Mohammed Samad says it took patience and someone not giving up on this effort to finally form the troop and fill a need.
Even though that we all went to the mosque, there was no connection with the other mosque in the Cleveland area. And it was important in any faith-based community that there be some connection. But there was nothing for the Muslim community on a regular basis for the young boys. So I had always thought that the Boy Scouts, which already had its organizational structure, was a good resource to reach out to.
Nobody's going to get good bread if we all jam it in there.
Boy Scouts of America has more than 5,000 scouts who are Muslim. About half of those are in the more than 100 troops chartered by mosques across the country. Ohio has four or five such troops, according to the National Islamic Committee on Scouting. Informational videos for prospective scouts emphasize the role of faith and the 12th point of the scout law. A scout is reverent.
In addition, the program emphasizes reverence and duty to God. For the next few minutes, we'll explore how becoming a chartered organization for scouting can greatly benefit your mosque.
Faith is a big part of the appeal for Cleveland Troop organizer Mohammed Samad.
Duty to God, being reverent towards God and towards the earth and fellow human beings, so it kind of is a perfect opportunity for us to take advantage of the scout organization. Okay, and emphasize with these young men how Islam is very similar to what the Boy Scouts is trying to do.
I think it's a good experience because I really like doing outdoorsy stuff. And I was really looking forward to it, like right when my mom told me.
It's really fun. Like we get to play games and do a lot of activities and stuff.
Junaid and Numair are two of the boys helping to build a fire and cook the bread twists covered in jam. They're two grandchildren of the scoutmaster, Isa Abdul-Mateen, who admits this troop may raise eyebrows for some.
You know, I can tell now because we're the first troop. It's going to be like Muslim Boy Scouts? I guess what we have to do is be ourselves and not try to be, you know, anything other than who we are. And people can see us for what we are and what we do, and you'll see an acceptance. Because honestly, the best neighbor you could probably ever have is a Muslim. I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm not just trying to sound, you know, biased or anything, but...
Mateen says xenophobic or Islamophobic rhetoric is just propaganda. And perhaps this troop could be an icebreaker to changing opinions.
Anytime you can take a group of people or a religion and damn it without knowing about it, then that's your problem. You have to understand. And once you understand what we're all about, then it's almost like, you know, you would love to be a part of us or even want to help us.
And Mateen says once people see what the troop does and how they interact with other scouts of any religion or background, he thinks any negative reactions will change.